Good morning, children. Today's class is on rational numbers. In this class, we shall discuss the concepts of rational numbers. Now, what are rational numbers? Rational numbers are numbers that can be expressed as P by Q. And remember, Q can never be a zero. Rational numbers can be fractions or very similar to fractions. There can be positive rational numbers like 2 by 3 or negative rational numbers like minus 2 by 3. We move on to equivalent rational numbers. For example, if you have a fraction 2 by 3, multiply it with any random number, say 4 or 6 or 8. If you multiply with 4, you get 8 by 12. You multiply with 6, you get 12 by 18, and so on and so forth. When you bring these numbers to the lowest term, you will get 2 by 3. Next, we shall see rational numbers in the simplest form or the standard form. If there is a rational number 15 by 12 and it has to be converted into the lowest term, get the number which is divisible by a number. For example, 15 by 12 is divisible by 3. 15 divided by 3 gives me 5. 12 divided by 3 gives me 4. Similarly, 40 by 50 is divided by 10. We get 4 by 5. Now remember, children, natural numbers, whole numbers, integers, fractions, and decimal numbers, they are all rational numbers. We come to the comparison of rational numbers. For example, 3 by 5 and 4 by 7. Now when you see that the denominators are different, the first step is to take out the LCM. In this case, the LCM is 35. We get 21 by 35 and 20 by 35. And you can see 21 by 35 is greater than 20 by 35. The first step in comparison is to get the same denominator. Also in integers, supposing between minus 7 and minus 4. Now in normal numbers 4 and 7, 4 is less than 7. Whereas in negative numbers, minus 4 is greater than minus 7. Now we shall see the comparison when the denominators are same. For example, fractions like minus 3 by 7, minus 2 by 7, minus 1 by 7. Now the rational numbers have common positive denominators. So minus 3 is less than minus 2, minus 2 is less than minus 1. But in cases where the denominators are different, for example, I have fractions like minus 3 by 7, minus 3 by 2, minus 3 by 4. In this case, we have to take out a common denominator. That means the LCM. Over here you can see the LCM is 28. So I get fractions like minus 12 by 28, minus 42 by 28, minus 21 by 28. In order, if I have to put minus 42 by 28 is less than minus 21 by 28, which is less than minus 12 by 28. Now we shall see inserting rational numbers between two rational numbers. Common when I take between numbers between 9 and 14. Very simple. Between 9 and 14, we will get 10, 11, 12, and 13. So you have four integers. Now supposing we have fractions minus 7 by 13 and 3 by 13. Yet again simple. Minus 6 by 13, minus 5 by 13, minus 4 by 13, and so on till you come to 0 and then 1 by 13 and 2 by 13. So you will see we get 9 rational numbers. Now remember, children, between two rational numbers, we can find any number of rational numbers. Okay, after this, you need to do some sums from exercise 2.1. Again, needless to mention, you need to write the date, the exercise number, page number, and do the sums neatly. Next, we move on to the addition of rational numbers. Now, to add two rational numbers with same denominator, we simply add the numerator keeping the common denominator. For example, 5 by 4 plus minus 11 by 4 is equals to minus 6 by 4. Now, in case where the denominator is different, then we need to take out the LCM. Now, you need to remember just one thing about the number and the additive inverse of the number. The sum of a number and the additive inverse should be a zero. For example, I have a number 5 by 3. Now, the additive inverse of 5 by 3 is minus 5 by 3. That means 5 by 3 added to minus 5 by 3 gives me a 0. Next is the subtraction of rational numbers. It is the inverse of the operation of addition. For example, if I subtract minus 5 by 7 from 3 by 4, I will get 3 by 4 minus bracket minus 5 by 7. Now, minus into minus gives me a plus. Therefore, 3 by 4 plus 5 by 7, you take out the LCM and you get 41 by 28. Next, we shall see the multiplication of rational numbers. Now, the product of two rational numbers is equal to the product of the numerator upon the product of the denominator. For example, half into 3 by 4 is equals to 3 by 8. Reciprocal of a rational number is another rational number such that their product is 1. I repeat, the reciprocal of a rational number. So if I say it's 2 by 3, the reciprocal is 3 by 2. So when 2 by 3 multiplied by 3 by 2, the answer will be 1. Division of any rational number is the inverse of multiplication. For example, I say minus 4 divided by 2 by 3. It means minus 4 multiplied with 3 by 2. And your answer is minus 6. Now you have to do exercise 2.2. And in this exercise, children, kindly do all the sums. Thank you, children. Stay home. Stay safe.